also serving as an ambassador for your department when you're in a managerial role is very important. You're representing your team, your group, whatever, to the rest of the world. You know, it's the university and it's the rest of the world. How you present yourself is a really important component of being a good ambassador. It's how you speak, it's what you say, how you hold yourself, how you dress. You know, if you want to be seen as a manager, you want to be seen in that kind of a role, you need to pay attention to what you're wearing. What are your clothes? What is that message that you're sending? If you're coming in with a shirt and tie, you know, that's a professional kind of image that you're projecting. You know, if you're coming in jeans and a t-shirt, obviously that's not. So start thinking about, you know, obviously different environments have different cultures and standards and norms, but you need to know what it is for you and for this organization. And if you do decide that you want to look somewhere else, you know, find out about culture and dress code and what is appropriate.
Or do you really want to do that? Do you want to have to go to all those evening receptions, all those outside activities that are required that have nothing to do with your job except you have to do it? So what kind of person are you? Do you want to be, you know, going to two receptions a week in the evening to be ambassador of your department? Do you want to volunteer to be on committees? And I mean volunteer, okay? It's part of the job. So there's a question, which we'll get into later, about do you really want to do this? Some organizations, this is more part of the job description than it would be in other types of roles.
Also in a managerial role, you're going to be expected to represent your department, not just as an ambassador at those kinds of functions that Michael's describing, but also in meetings.
Right.
You know, when there are cross-functional or cross-departmental meetings, you are there representing your group and your group's interests. You need to make sure you know what your group needs, wants, and how you can collaborate with others effectively. That's a very important, and that gets in with managing conflict, whether there's conflict within your group or conflict within departments or some competition perhaps. How do you deal with that? Providing guidance, direction, and then ultimately communications and interpersonal skills, which relate to all of these above. You need to be a really strong communicator and a strong and articulate individual who's sensitive to the nonverbal communications as well as the verbal. We might have talked about this last time, I don't recall, but we talk a lot at ClearRock about the 7-38-55 rule. And what that means is that's how we all take in information. There's been a lot of research that shows how each of us takes in information. 7% of how we absorb information comes through the words that we actually speak with one another, just the words. 38% is all about the auditory stuff, the tone, right? Tone, volume, cadence, rhythm. It's all that hearing stuff. And then the 55% is the nonverbal communication. It's making eye contact with somebody. It's having a nice, firm handshake. It's showing interest, right?
Smiling occasionally.
Smiling. When you're interviewing, those are some of the most important things you can remember, are the 7-38-55 rule.
And take that over to networking meetings, particularly people who don't know you.
Very conscious of what your body language and your energy level is saying. We suggest to people when they're having telephone meetings or screens or something where they need to really present themselves in a good light, a professional light, to stand up and smile when you're speaking. You project more confidence that way. So don't rule out the importance of the interpersonal stuff, not just the words, but all of that stuff.
Maybe we're belaboring the point, but again, in director and managerial levels, most areas, you're going to be out in the public, not only within the school, outside the school committees, and it's a requirement. So you got to ask yourself, do you like to do that, A? And B, do you want to do that, and do you have the skill sets to do that? I can use a real example. Early on in my admissions career, I remember the dean telling me, okay, Michael, you got to go to this parent group, this alumni group. I looked at my schedule, and like four nights out of the week, I'm dealing with people, do I want to do that? And having to be, and I remember saying this to myself, I got to get dressed for every one of these events. So it's a question, because you are representing your department, your school, or if it's outside of the sector, your department, your manager. Or as you move up the ladder, the associate dean says, I don't want to do that. Michael, you go do it. Okay. So the ability to do things that your manager doesn't want to do and send you to a committee send you to a reception, the ability to want to do that? And are you comfortable in doing that? You know, you don't have to be a social butterfly, but you got to be able to be to go to meetings and, as Julie said, make eye contact, smile occasionally, and talk to people, small talk.